It's day two of Earth and Sky's Young Producers Contest. Today, Nicole McClintock and Ashley Heimerl of Heritage Middle School, Westerville, Ohio.
I'm here at the studio, and Nicole is on location in a colorful clump of trees. We are reporting live with all the groundbreaking news.
I have spotted a purple leaf. It looks like it came from a dogwood. Wait, I have spotted a golden brown leaf. It just fell from an oak tree.
Well, it looks like we're making progress in our foliage search. Nicole is finding that certain hues of color appear in certain species of trees. The days are getting shorter, and for trees, that means the forming of the abscission layer in the base of the leaf.
This purple is the same color as the plum that I ate this morning.
Actually, the same chemical that turns leaves purple, red, or maroon is also found in cherries, plums, and cranberries. This chemical is called anthocyanin.
I have located a golden brown leaf. Is it this color because it's lost all of its chlorophyll?
The leaves that turn yellow, brown, or orange contain a chemical known as carotenoid, the same chemical that gives color to corn, carrots, and daffodils.
The abscission layer that Ashley mentioned earlier cuts off the leaf's water supply, which kills the leaf. Without water, the leaf can't make chlorophyll.
But I heard that leaf colors can also be different because of their temperature, sunlight, and moisture.
Yes, but those factors determine the leaf's brightness instead of the actual color.
Thanks, guys. And with thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Blockin' Bird for Earth and Sky.